Hi, I'm Ava Level-Hayman. I'm reading at the Knox Writer's House. The Knox Writer's House is kind of a movable feast, and this one happens to be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The poem I want to read for you is titled The First Wish, and it is from a new collection of mine named Why the House is Made of Gingerbread from LSU Press. All the poems in this collection, which is the long poetic sequence, are jazz outtakes on the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel. So this is The First Wish. Knowing the sugar house dangerous, even evil, Gretel walked toward it. After long enough in the woods, any house of your own kind seems a shelter. They had seen dens, lair, deer huddles, small round nests of finches. An adult might think these sweet. Her eyes go soft when she fumbles onto little wads of flannel and hay the brown mouse lays down in the firewood, or a cocoon webbed soft to a stem in the weeds. But a child, her hands chapped and cold, a child without a mother has no luxury of sentiment. Finding such things, she sees only the eggs she might eat if she's desperate enough by that time, or the return of another female to run at her with claws or slapping wings. The smell of baking paralyzed Gretel's good sense. Fondant congealing from clear to snow, a house cooking itself up before her eyes because her eyes fixed on it. Hansel, in his headlong way, had crashed through the willow brake at the clearing's edge, grabbing for candy curlicues, yelling out her name. One step, another, her face slackening into a baby's. Houses could be warmth, could be safety, company, soft, dry beds. But this one was food. The first wish, food.